say goodbye at last. Seasons start to play. Long lost footsteps linger on, but you're not here. Something messing with my scales. Darkness in the whites of my eyes. Something keeps you on my mind. Shackled to the hands of time.
Listening to the hip sounds, the cool sounds, the now sounds on Area 54.
Oh, callers on Area 54. The song's called Humdrum. Appreciate you guys tuning in. It's off the album Sea of Memories. Bibu, before that, did a song called A Mineral Love. That's a title track. And then one from Kraken Smack. We pulled a song off of Juicy Fruit, their album Juicy Fruit, called Hands of Time. Kind of a... It's almost like Groover Mott wrote that song for them or something.
Because they have a song called Hands of Time.
I guess so.
That's why you thought that.
Well, and it's kind of a, it's got kind of a similar sound to it, too. Thievery Corporation before that, a new album's called The Temple of I, and just by the sound of the album, you can kind of tell they're going to go to a reggae sound. And that was a song called Let the Chalice Blaze. Start off the whole set with another Thievery Corporation song called Sun, Moon, and Stars. Got this off of their, I think this was their third release, maybe their second artist album, Covert Operations.
Covert Operations was a compilation.
That's a compilation, that's right. So probably.
The Sun, Moon, and Stars was like a single they released and eventually came out on this compilation. But this, I think this came out like 96 or 7.
Oh man, yeah, old. Way older than, more than 10 years old.
So yeah, so now you know what they sound like 20 years later.
Yeah. Not that much different.
Oh, well, we'll see what the rest of the album sounds like.
Yeah. We've only heard a couple songs.
Yeah. So, it's coming out in February, so looking forward to that. And they'll probably tour again. What do you think?
Oh, for sure. They're always
support
touring.
That album.
They just start from one end and go to the other and start over again.
Well, I'm glad that they're coming out with like a dubby reggae album.
Yeah. I remember that there's a time where they didn't tour at all. I remember the first time they came here, we were blown away. Like, wow. We thought they never even did anything but just hang out in the studio.
Yeah, they're pretty good live. Get a chance to see these guys. It's definitely worth your time. All right, with Tim and Mike, Area 54. Check us out online. It's area54.fm.